You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. This show is going to be very interesting because, as you know, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. We're getting ready for the 2021 year. We have the election stuff going on. A lot to talk about. And one of the questions that we receive, you know, a ton, and I don't know, I can't put a number to it, but we always have questions of like, you know, when someone comes to us for the first time, compared to when they finish building their roadmap, or when someone's listening to the show and they hear 50,000 other advisors that are doing what we, you know, that financial advisors, what makes one company different than the other, right? And I think that's what we want to make sure we go through today, because many folks that come into our office for the first time, a lot of them have some sort of a plan, some sort of investment portfolio, but it's incomplete. It's like having a car with three doors, but no side mirrors, no fourth door, no trunk. You know, you want to make sure you have a plan. And I think that's what we're going to get into today. Most people think financial planning, financial advisor. First thing they think of is you guys must be picking stocks and bonds all day. And part of what we do is building portfolios and managing portfolios. But if you think of a piece of pizza, that's one piece of the pie, right? That's one little sliver. And I think what we want to get into today is I want everyone listening to think, do I have a complete plan? Or is my plan incomplete? And if it is incomplete, how do I make it complete so we don't get into and through retirement with all these other areas we have to address, like the effects on taxes, the healthcare costs, Medicare Part B, those premiums, the estate planning, income, Social Security. I don't mean to stress everyone out, but there's so much that has to be looked at when you're building a plan. So we're gonna get into that on today's show. Before we do, Keith, Matt, what a year 2020 has been, Matt. And we're excited it's coming to an end, but there's a lot of learning and blessings that have come out of it in a weird way as well.
No, absolutely. And I hope everyone is staying safe and healthy during all of this. And to your point about, you know, there was silver lining, you know, throughout. I still think I spent probably more time with my family than I did all this year, just because a lot of the activities and things like that really got shut down. And I think too, even Thanksgiving is going to be a very sort of, you know, kind of nuclear family, just, my parents, and then that's about it. You know, normally it's cousins and aunts and uncles and whatnot, which is, you know, just fine. A little sad to see that, but it really just shows you what's really important. And that's just, you know, your family and your faith and just, you know, the people that you love and you want them to be safe.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that, Matt, because I was talking to my mom over the last week and we were talking about Thanksgiving. And you're right, it's just going to be that small core that comes together just because you want to be safe, you want to be do the right thing. But I told her, I said, look, you got to buy the same size turkey as if the cousins and everyone else were coming, because the leftovers are the best.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's where my head was at. You know what I mean? Like, selfish.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy. As we're getting through 2020, a couple of things I want to make mention of, because Keith, Matt, and I, every year, we do like a Christmas letter to our clients. This year wasn't hard to get material for that. Right. It never is. But I was thinking like how much has happened and how it's like, that was only 8 months ago, 9 months ago.
Time flies.
It's flying. And I remember like some things that are important to me just to, for my own, for, you know, and you guys can speak for obviously yourselves, but we took our, as you know, last summer, we took my parents to Switzerland. That was like a dream trip we always wanted to do.
Yep.
Cause you just don't know, you know, you have a certain amount of time on this earth and that's your family and you want to make sure. And my mother had always wanted to go. We took it. And then her parents always wanted to go to Aruba. And we were able to do that in February of this year, right before,
wow,
we flew
right before
home and everything
down.
Started getting hairy. So we're so glad. But what I also learned this year as we're getting for Thanksgiving is a lot of folks that listen to our show and have for 10, 15 years on the radio, they see us on TV and whatnot, they see us as like Derek, Keith, and Matt, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's our team, there's 30-something people behind us that make us look a lot better than we are as collectively as a team. And I'm very thankful for them as well, because as I was writing this Christmas letter and thinking about it, we had everything interrupted back in March, mm-hmm. April, May. People working remote, dealing with their children, trying to run and I was so thankful the company was able to run as flawlessly as it did with these people and our employees just working their butts off, part home, part coming in. Just so much has happened this year when you think about it.
Well, and the other thing to kind of go back to, because you mentioned about kind of, you know, how we're different from other firms. I just think that, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that we're sort of perfectly sized, right? We're not like a one-stop, one person, you know, one trick pony where it's just one person in here and then maybe one or two admin. You know, we have 30 strong, committed people in all the different departments, whether it's service or marketing or operations. And then, you know, so we have that continuity, but we're not so big that we don't know people's names.
Correct.
And, you know, and we don't know people's, like, you know, just today I sent a little note to a client of mine who was going through a hip surgery. And so, you know, so hopefully Laura's, you know, get well, Laura. But that's the whole idea, is the fact that, you know, we have that perfect size where we are big enough where we can handle pretty much anything, mm-hmm. you know, working with the different attorneys and the CPAs and you know, stocks, bonds, all that stuff that you were talking about earlier, but also that, you know, if anything were ever happened to us, I mean, talk about health and whatnot, but if anything were ever happened to us or whatever that may be, we have a great team behind us that knows the plans, knows our philosophies, buys into our philosophies and our culture. And so it's really just going to keep on going, you know, to the next generation and hopefully the next pandemic, wherever that may be.
And I also think it's, you know, Derek usually says it best, is, you know, we're not like every person that comes in and visits with us, whether it's from a TV show or whether it's from listening to the radio show or coming to an event, we're not necessarily trying to make everyone, you know, a client or work with us. It's more or less, does the shoe fit? And by doing that, I think it allows us to spend a lot more time on every part of the families that we work with's plan. You know what I mean? So we can dive deep into taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We can spend the time going through where their income is coming from, why it's coming from there, how does it benefit that taking it from that bucket versus another bucket. Do you have the proper healthcare? Can we save you money there? So it allows us to really roll up our sleeves and really embrace and help the families that we represent and the families that we work with. Because like Derek says, and like we all say, we're not trying to make every single person a client. However, I think one of the things we also do great is the folks that do come and visit with us, even though you might not become a client, we're still giving you value and tips and providing information to help you.
Yeah, it might not be a good fit on our end. Everyone's a good fit, because again, that's why we have certain minimums, because we do, from the planning standpoint, other advisory firms, and you both know this, the listeners might not, but other advisory firms, like, how do you able to like provide that much support to your clients? How are you able, when do you have time to build tax strategies and tax minimization strategies and social security planning strategies, income, and how do you do that? Well, we've invested a lot in our team. So it's not just one man, like one right. woman doing everything with two people. It's a lot of work. That's why we want to make sure. And folks that have come in to sit down with us, they know it's not some sales pitch. It's like, hey, if you're the right fit for us and we're the right fit for you, this is going to be a long-term relationship. It's going to take us a lot of time, effort, energy from our team, time away from our clients if we're going to bring on a new client. So we always have a process to make sure it's the right fit for you and it's the right fit for us. But if you're listening right now and you're saying, I know there's plenty to do in 2020, with Thanksgiving, Christmas, we have pandemics, we have, you know, election stuff. I mean, there's so much going on. Don't procrastinate on your plan. You have a time right now where I think what I recommend is, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Take some time, come into our office, see where you are now, see if your plan is complete, or see if there's some areas, maybe some tax inefficiencies, some, you're not sure if you have enough income. You want to make sure you're going to be okay. You're making sure every I is dotted and T is crossed. So come into one of our offices or set up a Zoom meeting to see where you stand. The number to do so is 508-952-6316. Again, we do have some availability between now and Christmas. So call to schedule your review at 508-952-6316. 1-6. After the break, when you're building a retirement roadmap and building a plan, where do we start? We'll address right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. If you're close to or in retirement and don't have a tax plan, get one. The professionals at SHP Financial are here to help you potentially uncover hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout your retirement by helping you build a solid tax plan. Our country has been spending like never before, and that tax bill is coming. At SHP Financial, they build tax strategies into retirement and investment plans designed for you to keep more of your gains. Take action and call the team at SHP Financial at 800-227-7777 to schedule a retirement tax analysis today. After World War II, taxes reached 90% and were as high as 70% in the 80s. Don't be caught off guard. Call today to schedule a complimentary review. Call 800-227-7777 now or visit us at shpfinancial.com. If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? The professionals at SHP Financial focus on smart planning and execution. Their team is dedicated to helping you retire successfully while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today by requesting a free audio version of their Retirement Roadmap book by texting SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000. Listen on the go, at the gym, or while you work. SHP's Retirement Roadmap book shows you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan focusing on five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can get your free audio version of SHP's book by texting SHP to 21000. Just text SHP to 21000. That's SHP to 21000 to start listening and preparing for your retirement roadmap journey. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as you're driving around or whatever you're doing on this weekend morning, we want you to think about, we talked there last segment about what type of plan you have for retirement, right? And a lot of folks listening, if you're honest with yourselves, might not have a complete plan. When I say that, a lot of you probably have portfolios, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, but how does it all work together? Where is your income coming from? Is there a plan? Are you just taking it at will when you retire? What is the tax ramifications of your withdrawals? Should you do some Roth conversions or should you not in your situation? Healthcare expenses, estate planning, and more. That's when we build a retirement roadmap here for our clients. It's a trademark proprietary process that's designed to have every one of our clients feeling like they have a complete plan and that we didn't leave any stone unturned. Just to kind of give you an example, the first thing most people are concerned about is income. When we start building a plan, we usually start with income, because when you stop working, the paycheck check stops. Unless you have a really good pension, your paycheck goes down and you get Social Security at some point. And so I remember, this is a little while back, but Mrs. Jones called in from the radio show, came in and met with us, and she was really concerned about the volatility, right? And especially early this year, the volatility, oh, yeah, it's been seesaw.
My goodness.
And she remembered back in 2008. Now, she was obviously much, you know, younger then, and she had much more time, so it wasn't a big concern. But she saw her $1 million 401k become 550 overnight. Her time frame of when she was going to work till was got extended. Again, she wasn't planning on retiring at that point anyways, but it was seared in her memory of like, this is what could happen, right? The good news is when she came in early this year, she's sitting on now 1.5, 1.6 million. But with the fluctuation, she was getting nervous and she gave us a call, listened to the show. But it all comes down, the reason I'm starting this off that way is because most people listening, when you look at the studies, number one concern for retirees is running out of money. Now, not to get rude, and I'm not going to bash anyone in any industry, Keith, but usually a lot of people who try to sell based on fear of running out of money are trying to do what, in your opinion?
Preserve their assets.
But what are they trying to sell? When they're saying, you're going to run out of money, you're going to run out of money.
Oh, an annuity.
Exactly. So you got, we can tell we didn't prep that one because he was 0 for 1.
I didn't understand the question first.
Sorry. You got to pay attention sometimes. But
when the host is not. Go ahead,
exactly, right? But, you know, and again, not in the annuity world is a whole other conversation for another
Correct.
Day. But sometimes, and there are good annuities for making sure you don't run out of money. But a lot of times in our industry, sometimes, and I think Matt, you'd probably agree too, some people just almost sell on that one fear in that to try to sell an annuity.
Well, I would agree. And then, but one thing I did want to go back to is you talk about like the volatility and someone like that that calls up. I just want to make sure people understand a term called the sequence of return risk.
Correct.
And so, like, so for example, when someone comes in with those types of fears of, you know, when 2008 happened and things like that, I mean, the volatility that we went through in the pandemic, you know, that V-shaped recovery isn't normal. I mean, you don't see a normal bear in a bull market in the same year. Usually bear markets last a year and a half, if not longer.
Remember 2000?
Yeah.
2000, 2001, 2002. Imagine 3 years seeing your account just going down, down, down.
Yeah, and the idea is when we set up these income plans that if someone is, you know, withdrawing money during these extended bear markets, that's when something like, you know, something like outliving their assets is a possibility. Now, to your second point, yeah, I mean, people definitely are just slinging annuities nowadays, and there's like there's more bad than good, to say the least. But you do want to make sure that you're looking at all options, because it does help mitigate that sequence of returns risk and lowers it down.
Keith, a lot of times I would say the advisory world has gotten away with over the last 10, 12 years since 2008, it doesn't matter where you take withdrawals from. You can take it from the market, you can take it from cash, because the market just keeps going up. And luckily this year, I think a lot of folks saw what can happen with that quick turnaround. If it had stayed, let's say in April and March, let's say it stayed like that way for three years, like it did in 2000
sure.
to 2002, and you're withdrawing. So I don't care what happened in the past. You have to make sure you're prepared for the future. And if it's me and it's my money or my family's money, I'm not going to take a ton of chances on money I'm relying on for income for the next 10 years or beyond.
Yeah, it's interesting because you're absolutely right. If you look at basically from 2009 forward, everyone could pick stocks during this period of time.
Right.
You know I mean, the market's done really almost nothing, everything just gone up except for the blip we had in March. It's really important. We do this a lot at the programs that in the seminar programs, the dinner meals that we do, is show that sequence of returns and show the effect of a negative sequence of return as you start to pull money out and how fast or what jeopardy you have. And you're right, Matt. It's the jeopardy of the longevity of your portfolio. Basically, how we like to set up a plan or an income strategy is make sure that we have some money dedicated specifically for income, whether it's dividends, annuities, bond yield, you know, just a conservative portfolio. We know that that money is not going to act as adversely in bad market conditions as our growth bucket. Because our growth bucket, we build what most folks need in the market, which is time. This is money we're not going to touch for 5, 7, 10 years out. And this is our short-term money. And that's the thing that I think most folks should look at.
Well, and I think that in that to go back to the sequence of returns conversation, like you're saying, Keith, it's like people think like, oh yeah, an income plan. That doesn't sound too complicated. And it's like, well, you know, it's like, oh, I spend and I budget. And it's like, well, yeah, that's a part of it. But where do we fill that income gap? And okay, what threat is there? It's like, okay, well, there's a sequence of return risk. Do you understand what that is? Do you understand how you could get caught on the wrong side of that and suddenly have a much different retirement? Same as inflation. Do you know what inflation is? Do you know what your personal inflation is? And what you know, have you accounted for that? Obviously, taxes and income taxes, depending on where you live. I mean, I think sometimes you know, we'll come into people that just say, oh, I've been doing it myself and you know everything's fine. I have I'm doing all my own planning. It's like, well, do you understand all these different risks and what impact that they have, and are you properly sort of allocated? And I think a lot of people probably have a false sense of security, you know, because that's what the market's done over the past, you know, 10, 15 years. And I just can't say enough that, you know, normally these bear markets last a lot longer. And normally if you, as I said, if you're not accounting for things like sequence of return risk, inflation, you know, when you take Social Security, I mean, there's so much just to income plan that I just want to make sure people really understand that how much work really goes into this.
Back to the story. Remember I said Mrs. Jones had called us earlier the year. She had gone from $1 million to $550 in 2008. Now she's back up to $1.5 million. The crazy thing is our team and I, after meeting with her for about 45 minutes, we looked at her and we're asking, hey, are you working because you feel like you have to or because you feel like you still want to? And she's like, I just feel like I have to. I don't think I've saved enough. Everyone says you need at least $2 million or $3 million, and I haven't got to that number. What we did is we crunched everything. We set up another visit. At that next visit, we said, listen, if we construct things this, and I'm not going to go into the details, but you'll be fine. You can retire last month, you know, never mind tomorrow. And that's such a gratifying feeling to know, even if you're still going to work, that you can call it quits whenever you want to. I think it's important because folks that are listening right now are probably like Mrs. Jones, where they might be working and they're not sure if they can retire, when they can retire, because they've never sat down and constructed a plan that started with income. So let us take that work off your hands. We can try to make it as simple as possible and try to alleviate the stress of not having a plan, right? Not having all of your ducks in a row. It's one of the reasons why we named that proprietary and trademark process a roadmap, because that's exactly what it does for retirement. Lays out a written plan to get you from point A, your working years, to point B, all those hobbies that you wanted to do but didn't have the time for, or maybe the trips, maybe not this year, maybe next year, that you can take with your family. Don't put it off any longer. Start by seeing where you stand. If a roadmap makes sense for you, it starts with either a Zoom call or an in-person meeting at one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call right now, 508-952-6316 to schedule that review. Again, 508-952-6316. Second part of a plan that's super important that a lot of people overlook is taxes. We'll address right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855 or capecodestateplanning.com.
At SHP Financial, we are a financial advisory firm that works with people who are making the important transition from work life to life in retirement. We have made it our mission to help the clients we serve save more of their hard-earned money, and we're here to give everybody the service and advice they need. Our goal is to help protect your nest egg and to simplify your life. At SHP Financial, we create a single solution that combines all of your finances, income, and investment plans, tax and healthcare strategies, and legacy plans. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it took you a lot of work to earn it. So, maybe you can use a team by your side. Give us a call to schedule a virtual or in-person review. Our number is 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit us at shpfinancial.com. It's easy and just could change your life in retirement.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So how many of you listening right now have an IRA or a 401k plan? And if so, when I spoke earlier, we've been talking about how many folks might have a plan. It might be more like a portfolio that you have, but maybe it's, or you have some sort of a plan, but is it complete? Or are you missing some areas? Because if you own an IRA or if you own a 401k or any pre-tax account, how many of you know exactly what the tax liability is if you were to live to age 90 on that account, meaning minimum distributions, reinvestments, if you pass away? What are the tax ramifications? I'm thinking a lot of folks would want to know that, as that if you're listening, I bet that's a pretty good part of your retirement nest egg is your IRAs. Bad news is, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is not all yours. When you take money out, what do you have to start doing? As you know, you have a business partner, and that partner is Uncle Sam and the IRS, and it may be a greedy business partner. And then congrats, when you're 72, they're on your personal payroll for the rest of your life, because anytime you take money out, it's taxable. So again, last segment, I talked about one of the most important things, and all of us talked about the most important thing from a retirement planning standpoint is making sure you have a paycheck, you know, enough income coming in year after year for the rest of your life. But if you stop there, that's having an incomplete plan. That's one piece of the overall pie, building an income plan. Another piece is building the proper investment strategy. A huge piece, an overlooked piece we've talked about on TV and radio for the last few years, is taxes. Because if you see this tax train just coming down at you full speed and you do nothing, I don't think that's smart planning. I don't think we're crossing every T and dotting every I in that scenario, Matt. And I think lastly, and I'll shut up here, but if you overlook taxes and you're doing true planning, there's a window that exists right now that might not exist much longer. That if you're going to do planning, in my opinion, now's the time.
Well, and not only that too, just to kind of build on it, because you know, you're specifically talking about, you know, IRAs and 401ks.
That's one
and
area.
That's what's going to be my point is that, you know, sometimes I, you know, when we put together some of the marketing campaigns, I'm like, I know we're talking a lot about, you know, income taxes. You know, like the IRAs and the 401ks is all about income tax. But tax planning is three sort of pronged. I mean, we take a look at three different areas. Income tax, which we'll sort of talk about an opportunity in a moment here. But then there's capital gains tax. And then there's the estate or death tax. Yep. Okay? So some people say, let's say you're even if you are a New Hampshire resident, well, you're going to have capital gains tax and income tax to be worried about. Maybe not death tax. But anyone that's in Massachusetts, you're going to have all three.
And you're talking about changing some of these.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, and the reason why I got into that, Derek, is because he said at the end of, if you are truly doing planning, then you have to be talking about all three of these all three of these tax areas. And income tax, huge, but that's just part of the, that's just a piece of that puzzle.
Keith, how many people come into office per week from radio or TV? And how much money, would you be rich if I give you a dollar for every time someone said, hey, no one ever talked to me about these tax issues. Mm-hmm.
I would be able to retire. No, I'm just kidding. But no, you're right. It's funny because we did an event last week in Plymouth. It was myself and Mark. We presented for about an hour. Great group of people there. And one of the things we talk about is a story of, you know, a family that we've helped and three major impacts we've had on their lives, not to mention everything else that we've done for them. But we only have time to display and show these three. And, you know, one of the things that we really dive deep into is tax planning and tax strategy, because that's really one of the hidden risks that most people have. Most folks focus on investment risk. Am I making money in the market? Am I losing money in the market? Am I making too much money in the market? Never. But am I losing too much money in the market? That's kind of the big fear of most folks. To me, that's definitely something to monitor. But tax risk is huge. So after the presentation, stepped outside and just was, you know, kind of talking. I think three or four folks came up to me and said, you know, I've been working with someone for 10, 15, 20 years, and they've never once talked to me about taxes, tax strategy, or how to help me get myself potentially in a better position. So thank you for bringing that to my eyes. And Mark and I looked at each other and we were like, wow. You know what I mean? That's pretty powerful stuff, because if we can help people save $5,000, $25,000, $100,000, we don't know until we do the analysis, until we put the work in. But if, you know, the numbers we've saved folks over the years has to be, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, granted, some folks a little bit less, some folks a lot more. Yeah. But you don't know until you have the analysis done. And that's the most important thing I think we can do for folks, is folks out there listening. Most folks have saved in their IRA. Most folks have saved in their 401k or their 403b. And they're sitting there with this huge taxable account, not even knowing how much the potential tax liability they're going to pay. So that's what we offer at these programs is, hey, let us do an analysis to show you what the tax liability is or what the potential tax liability is. I think we should offer that to the folks here today because I think it's so important.
Well, and just to chime in really quickly about that, the thing is, too, is that it's constantly changing as well. I mean, you know, like what got lost in all the pandemic, you know, madness was the Secure Act.
Exactly.
You know, that was passed in last December, you know, 3 months before the madness all began.
We have a really good webinar I'm going to throw on there on shpfinancial.com on the Secure Act.
Yep.
If you're not sure what that is, go there and watch it, because it's a lot of changes that were kind of blown away when the pandemic came.
Yeah, and maybe I'm just kind of on this like kind of anti do-it-yourselfer thing. I don't want to be, you know, so harsh on people that decide to take that path. But it's just more the idea that, okay, you know, we're talking about income planning and saying about how, you know, do you understand the sequence of return risk and inflation and all of that stuff? You know, here we are in tax planning talking about how, okay, we have to talk about income taxes changing and capital gains taxes and death taxes. And then not only do you have to understand it, but then you have to understand how those changes are happening year by year. And when there's massive legislation that happened, even the CARES Act, even that had rules that applied to IRAs and 401ks this particular year. So do you really want to make this your full-time job?
Even if you do, I've had a lot of situations even this year where people were referred to us, mm-hmm. and either the husband or the wife did all the planning, and he or she was like, you know what, if something happens to me, I need to make sure my wife or my husband's taken care of, because how they're going to be able to do all this, right? That's a lot of information to have to figure out how to do on your own. And even if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're the best stock picker in the world, we do this full time and it takes our whole team all this time and research. And that's why sometimes I feel like, you know, we sound like salesy, and it's not, right. We're just so passionate about what we do, because trust me, we've been doing it since 2003. Do we need to keep growing? Probably not, but we feel like we love what we do, and we know there's so much value to add to a lot of folks' lives that are listening. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what kind of gets us all fired up and inspires us, because we've seen our clients from before and after in the changes that they've gone through from a planning standpoint.
Well, and not only that, not to say that, you know, that Keith's a hero or any of the people that came out were being, you know, heroic, but that's why we're still having these seminars and in-person things. I know some people feel uncomfortable, and that's fine, and we completely understand because of what's going on. But I share that, Derek, only because that's how passionate we are about this. I mean, this is good information that people know. And then in just that story that Keith mentions, the fact that, you know, some of these people had never heard it before, I mean,
right.
I know it's a risk with everything going on, but you can change lives.
Yeah, I think getting that tax analysis is huge.
Well, think about this, guys. We have a 20, let's say an example. Let's say you're in a 20% overall bracket, and that's not even, there isn't even a 20% bracket, but let's say between the 10, the 12, the 22, the 24, let's say your average is 20, right? And let's just say that 20 goes up to 24%. Seems pretty minor, right? That's a 20% increase.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're so concerned about the market. You're so concerned about the market that you're worried about losses, right? And that's a concern of everyone's. But if you think, just pause for a second and think about this. Think about taxes. If they just go from 20 to 24 in your bracket, which is nothing, that's a mm-hmm. small increase, that's 20%. So that means every time you're forced to take money out of your IRAs, 401ks, you're losing 20% of that money. It's 20%, and maybe my math in my head is not exactly accurate, but you get the point. That's a major loss, because whether you lose it in the market or you have to give more to Uncle Sam, that money is gone.
And that's across your entire portfolio.
The market at least can come back.
Right.
When you give that money to Uncle Sam, I don't remember them sending money back to me unless you overpay and get a refund. But that's the important, I don't know how we can stress it anymore. This is what I talk about when we start early in the show. Do you have a portfolio? Do you have a plan? Or do you have some incomplete version of a plan if you're not focused on taxes? I'm not saying we're going to take you on as a client, or if we're a good fit, or if you want to work with us, you might not want to. That's the neat part. We're not trying to take everyone on, but if you come and sit down with us, there's no pressure. We've been doing it long enough. We have enough clients. We don't want to take every single person on that's listening, but there's probably a few of you listening right now that are a perfect fit, that want real strong planning beyond just a portfolio. If you want our help, happy to do so. If not, no worries at all. We're here. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Our number is 508-952-6316. Call right now and schedule that review between now and probably just after Thanksgiving, early December would be a good time to get that review scheduled. 508-952-6316. I haven't mentioned this in a while. Also go to our website. Ton of good information, and you can also book a visit right there at shpfinancial.com. After the break, one of the questions we get from everyone, we just addressed everything head on today, fees. What do fees look like? How in the industry, that's such a concern that folks have. Everyone's worried about paying too much fees or overpaying in fund costs. We're going to address that right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. At SHP Financial, we are a financial advisory firm that works with people who are making the important transition from work life to life in retirement. We have made it our mission to help the clients we serve save more of their hard-earned money. And we're here to give everybody the service and advice they need. Our goal is to help protect your nest egg and to simplify your life. At SHP Financial, we create a single solution that combines all of your finances, income, and investment plans, tax and healthcare strategies, and legacy plans. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it took you a lot of work to earn it. So, maybe you can use a team by your side. Give us a call to schedule a virtual or in-person review. Our number is 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit us at shpfinancial.com. It's easy and just could change your life in retirement. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So during our market report, we usually talk about things related to the stock market, the, you know, economy and whatnot. But in this scenario where we've talked about the value of planning, we talked earlier in the show about how many people that come to us for the first time in their first meeting have a portfolio, but very few have a plan. And I think one of the questions we get, and this is a question that I'm sure a lot of you think of, is, you know, for a true plan, What does this all cost? Like, what's the whole question? And we want to address fees head on because it's an important consideration to make. If you don't want to pay any fees and hiring a financial professional or advisor, they have to get compensated. So you might want to do it yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But I think if it's structured properly and your fees are within a limit, right, within reason, and there, you know, and there's value there, you can add a lot of value to your plan for a pretty low cost when it comes to planning.
Well, and I think too, the biggest picture there that I kind of want to, you know, get across, Derek, is just strictly the difference of sort of like this, the stage that people are in require different needs. And yes, as I said, we charge a fee. You know, our fees range anywhere from 0.4% to 1.25%, you know, depending on assets under management.
Sure.
And also, too, we at times use insurance or commissionable products. So that fee itself sometimes gets cut in half based on how they actually invest, you know,
yeah,
the assets.
To be clear, if we're managing someone's money in the market, we're not paid off anything in terms of any holdings, any funds. It's purely a fiduciary-based model for the money that we're managing in the market. Mm-hmm. And then we have, if someone wants like a fixed annuity or an insurance product, those companies pay separate, but that could reduce your fee even more.
Yeah,
but it's really about the value.
Well, and that's what I was get to, because sometimes people do the math. They'll say, okay, if I have $1 million, that's 1%. Like, oh my goodness, you know, $10,000, you know, per year. It sounds like it's so much, but the point that I really want to make across is strictly the amount of work, and I think you probably got an idea of it throughout the show today, excuse me, throughout the show today, is the amount of work that goes into the income plan, you know, knowing about sequence of returns, risk, and knowing about inflation and things along those lines and budget and whatnot, as well as taxes, you know, the impact of, you know, your income taxes, capital gains tax, death taxes. And then lastly, investments. I mean, you know, as much as sometimes, you know, we, you know, obviously we charge a fee, we have a business, we have mouths to feed and, you know, and families to support. The, you know, there are so many ways that sometimes we end up helping people save money on what they're paying. You know, one thing that's a kind of a, you know, somewhat technical, but one thing that I just want to offer up is what's called things like share class conversions. All right, like what's a share class conversion? Okay, well, share class conversion is if someone comes in with mutual funds, kind of like retail mutual funds that they may have either picked up, you know, just because they established their own, you know, account years ago, or maybe an old broker got them into a mutual fund here or there. Well, you might be able to convert that into a different, you know, share class or a different offering that only independent firms like us might have. And the fund itself is the same. It's not a taxable event, but yet they see a reduction in the expense ratios, or they see a reduction in the fees, and sometimes even an increase in the yield and the interest that it kicks off. So you can have somebody that literally comes in, is probably unaware of the fees that they're already paying. Now, we're fiduciaries, so we're disclosing it. We're saying, hey, this is exactly what you're going to pay. But guess what? You know, here, we're actually reducing your fees and almost paying for ourselves, not to mention all the other value of the income planning and in the dashboard, or that online dashboard that yep. We didn't really talk about at all, but certainly that we do. And it's just, I can't stress enough that anyone that is sometimes sticker shocked or do it yourself or whatever that may be, I think you'd be very, very surprised at the amount of savings that is there when you do work with a professional, at least or a professional fiduciary.
Yeah, we can all just look at I just look at the track record of when someone's paying us those fees and they're staying with us for years and years and years. Well, the proof's in the pudding. They're obviously getting the value for what they're paying, and they don't want to leave because they have a whole team behind them for a fraction of their portfolio. And I think a few things, there's almost like three different types of people in this game, in this world of fees. So a lot of people come in and they think, oh, I don't want to pay 0.8% and 1%. That seems like a lot of money. Yet when you look at what they already have right now in their 401k, they're holding a lot of funds that cost that anyways.
Right.
Then you have another person who's saying, yeah, I'm already paying 1% or more to my advisor in my advisory team, but I'm not getting anything like tax planning related and whatnot. And then you have some people that are paying nothing. Maybe they have all individual stocks and they pay nothing. A lot of those clients are still deciding to work with us and pay a fee because of the overall value. Vanguard did a study a couple of years ago. This is just in holistic management within a portfolio. So they said an advisor can add about 3% per year in value. Hmm. And this is from a 2016 study, a little outdated, but you get the point, between financial planning and coaching, asset allocation, investment selection, rebalancing, tax management within the portfolio, withdrawal strategies. That alone is, they're saying it should add about 3% worth of value per year. That doesn't talk about Roth conversions, doesn't talk about Social Security analysis, doesn't talk about estate planning. So when you start, that's why I think people always ask, how have you guys grown over the years? Because our clients come in, they have a plan, a roadmap that looks at all areas of retirement, right? Mm-hmm. And they have an online portal. They go to one spot. It tracks all their accounts in one spot every day, updated. All their goals, needs are all tied to this one software, mm-hmm. So they know if they're on track.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say, because what's interesting about what you bring up about the tracking and the online dashboard is that I'll challenge anyone that is paying a fee, and what is their advisor actually doing? Meaning that, are they reinvesting in technology that would benefit you?
Yeah.
Are they taking the 1% and still kind of doing the same thing? Well, managing portfolios is a lot easier than it used to be 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago with all the technology that's come about what we have.
Still not easy, but it's not easier, right?
It's a lot easier. So what is if you do have an advisor, what are they doing with their sort of 1%? Because if they're not providing this type of technology and not providing the type of planning that we're talking about, then you are overpaying.
And that's the thing. That's why we've been pretty passionate in this show. That's why I love our personalities come out, and we try to just be honest. And if you're listening and you're saying, hey, gee, I don't know if I'm getting this value, or you want to know what type of value you could have that you don't even know what could be offered. There's no cost, there's no obligation to sit down with our team. But I'd take us up on the offer to sit down, have that conversation, see if we can help put you in the right direction or steer you to the right direction. Even if we don't work together, hopefully we can give you a few tips to put, to get you off to the right start when building your own retirement roadmap. So if you want to set that visit, call now 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316, or you can also get a ton of information at our website and book a visit there at shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to leave you with our top two or three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
If you're close to or in retirement and don't have a tax plan, get one.
The professionals at SHP Financial are here to help you potentially uncover hundreds of thousands of dollars throughout your retirement by helping you build a solid tax plan. Our country has been spending like never before, and that tax bill is coming. At SHP Financial, they build tax strategies into retirement and investment plans designed for you to keep more of your gains. Take action and call the team at SHP Financial at 800-227-7777 to schedule a retirement tax analysis today. After World War II, taxes reached 90% and were as high as 70% in the 80s. Don't be caught off guard. Call today to schedule a complimentary review. Call 800-227-7777 now or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. To say the stock market has been like a roller coaster lately is an understatement. And if you feel like you've dodged a bullet now that the market is on an upswing, think again. SHP Financial is in business for times like these, and especially for those nearing or in retirement. We help our clients reduce their risk from market declines by focusing on asset protection, steady income, and ultimately their quality of life. So if you feel more confident about a substantial decline in the market than you do about your own retirement plan, call us at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 for your complimentary retirement roadmap review, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Our goal is to find solutions that help our clients to retire with confidence.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So hopefully you were able to stay tuned for the entire show today. If you missed it, this is a really important show because we talked about, you know, the idea of maybe your plan is not complete. Hopefully it is. Hopefully you're not missing anything, but we want to make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed. If you missed any of this show, we have our podcast, which has our previous shows and this one loaded up there. So however you listen to your podcasts, just go there, search SHP Financial, and you can subscribe and listen to this show and our past shows on many different topics, and we'll keep adding to that going forward. With that being said, we always want to leave you with our top two or three takeaways from today's show. And when it comes down to it, we talked about the fee structure of our business and how the importance of knowing that. We talked about the importance of making sure you have an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, healthcare, legacy plan. That's the SHP retirement roadmap, having those five areas. But a lot of folks come to us for that first meeting, second meeting, and they have maybe one or two things built out, but they need our help to build the rest of it out. So with all that being said, Matt, we talked about a ton of important information today. What was your big takeaway?
Well, Derek, I want to go back to the tax planning nature of what we do and how and why it's such a big part of, you know, of the retirement roadmap. You know, I mentioned about how there are three, you know, main taxes out there. You know, you have death and estate taxes. You have capital gains taxes when you sort of buy and sell a property or a stock. And then you have what's called income taxes. But I want to focus on income tax for a second, because a lot of people think like, okay, well, I'm retired now. I don't need to worry about income tax, you know, anymore. And it's like, sorry to break it to you. But if you have an IRA, if you have a 401k, which I think a lot of people listening probably do,
that's the case.
then you have a debt. You have a debt to the federal government, or you have a debt to Uncle Sam, because all of that money, all of that IRA money, 401k money, 403b money, you know, whatever that 457, the list goes on. All of this so-called retirement money, which is there for, you know, all these sort of dreams that you have and plans that you have, whether it's traveling when you can, and or maybe getting a boat, or, you know, golfing or whatever that may be, you have to buy out Uncle Sam. Like, you have a business partner in your retirement, mm-hmm. and his name is Uncle Sam in the IRS. And all they have to do is increase income taxes, you know, increase these brackets, which, you know, they're probably thinking, oh, I'm going to get the workers, but you're also getting retirees. You know, you're getting all the people that have these IRAs and 401ks. And so knowing what your liability is, knowing what your debt is for that IRA and 401k dollars is so important, because if that is the foundation of your retirement, or if that's what you're using to supplement Social Security, you need to know that. You need to have that tax analysis. And I think it's so crucial to know, as well as to build around.
Yeah, that tax analysis is huge. And that's really, like I said, there's five key areas that we build. And to know what your tax potential could be inside your 401ks, it's, if it's a huge part of your retirement savings, then it's a huge piece of information that you want to know to see what steps, if any, can be taken to limit that tax exposure moving forward. I have almost two takeaways. One, I think make sure your plan is complete. Make sure you're not missing anything. But when it comes down to it, I think the main focus of anyone should be, you know, are we going to be okay? Do we have enough? And I talked a little bit earlier about, I changed the name. Mrs. Jones came in earlier in the year, and she remembered when she was working in 2008, she lost about $450,000. Now she's up to $1.5 million, but she was so concerned. She kept working and working and working because she was afraid she wasn't going to have enough.
Yep.
When we met with her, did the analysis, went through her planning, we're able to show her you could have retired 2 years ago if you had a plan in place. So a lot of folks listening right now have those same concerns. Like, when can I retire? Can I retire? Can I stay retired? Are we going to be okay? And that having enough income, having a plan for income, having a plan to save on taxes, Matt, that's just a start. That's just a starting point. There's so much more that goes into planning, but that's a great foundation. And I just want to make sure we make ourselves available for those listening that want a second opinion or a first opinion to see if your plan is going to hold up, if it's adequate, and if you, and if you're married, your spouse, if you're going to be okay. That's what we want to help you do. If you want to take us up on the offer, we have offices in Plymouth, Woburn, Westboro, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call right now. I mean, we're getting towards the end of the year. And, you know, like I said, it takes about a half hour of your time, 45 minutes for that first meeting or a Zoom call. The number is 508-952-6316. Again, 508-952-6316. You can also book a visit right on shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week right on the retirement, right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. Have a great Thanksgiving.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.